just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Listen to this. This mystery is great, but I'm speaking with reference to Christ and the church. Isn't that interesting? So what I'm getting at is this. In the beginning, we were supposed to be one. We were supposed to make covenant with one another. We were supposed to come into this marriage covenant where two become one, and that was supposed to be a prophetic declaration of the way that God interacts with his church. In other words, we were never supposed to come to church. We were supposed to become the church. And I in Matthew chapter 26, this is a chapter where Jesus says to them, you know, one of you are going to betray me. You remember this? And he keeps telling them all through the Gospels, one of you will betray me. They keep saying, who is it? Oh, is it me? Is it him? And then Jesus says, let's make a covenant. And he begins to break the bread. He begins to, you know, bring out the wine. And he said, this wine is my blood. This bread is my body. It's broken for you. And when he begins to make covenant, Judas gets up and leaves the table. And what does he do? He goes out and he betrays Jesus. And how does he betray him? With a kiss. Because the Judas spirit wants intimacy without covenant. The Judas spirit specifically is against covenant. And I'm telling you that the Judas spirit is, we talk about the Jezebel spirit, we talk about the spirit of this and the spirit of that. I'm telling you, it's the Judas spirit that is ruling the world right now. It is the anti-covenant spirit that is ruling the world. People are cohabiting even in the church. People come to church instead of become the church. People get saved in this weird kind of one-night stand where we get the music just right and we have people raise their hands. It's like a seductive spirit. People... they don't get saved into a family. They get saved into a global orphanage, bastards that have no fathers. And I propose to you that the way you begin has a lot to do with the way you live out the kingdom. I was talking to somebody who was just real recently because of Moral Revolution. We have this organization called Moral Revolution. So we've been interviewing people for our talk show that's coming up April 1st. And, you know, and I mean, people's lives, they get messed up, you know? I was talking to a girl who was born in a rape. I mean, this is like a violent street rape. She got raped by a stranger. I mean, her mother did. And out of that, she was born. I mean, it's amazing. Not in a good way. It's sad, is what I'm trying to say. How your beginning has a lot to do with the way you walk out life. So, I mean, this girl was, she gets, her mother's raped. She gets pregnant with her. She has her. She's adopted by a wonderful.